This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. President Trump has requested that industries bring him proposals for tariffs in line with his America First stance. And today, the U.S. International Trade Commission delivers its recommendations to tax imported solar panels. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
In April, Suniva and Solar World complained to the U.S. International Trade Commission that China and other Asian countries have flooded the U.S. market with cheap solar gear, undercutting domestic makers like them. The ITC is asking for a tariff of up to 35%, which President Trump will likely approve. Timothy Fox is with Clearview Energy Partners.
If a tariff largely precluded solar imports, solar deployment in the future would diminish.
Much more expensive panels would mean fewer homeowners and businesses installing them. But the case fits with the Trump administration's approach to trade, that taxing imports can bring factory jobs back to America. Lee Brandstetter teaches economics at Carnegie Mellon University. He says that thinking about jobs doesn't match the reality of the solar industry.
Because this is a semiconductor product that's assembled on a highly capital-intensive assembly line that uses very little human labor.
He says tariffs are often imposed to protect manufacturers, but risk overlooking wider economic consequences. In this case, solar installers, utilities, the energy industry overall. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.